Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, our first full-on recap since BravoCon, it's the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you? Are you alive?
Well, hello, buddy.
Good. Doing good. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Potomac, yes. Yeah. Put it in my veins.
Potomac. Yeah. Put it in our veins. I don't know if I'm back. I think this may just be an AI simulation of the Ben Mandelker experience, because as far as I can tell, I don't even know. I'm a combination of dead and elated from BravoCon. My first BravoCon, we had such a fun time. We really just have to say, first and foremost, thank you to everyone who came out to our panel on Sunday afternoon. It was the last one of the con, so we really appreciate you staying to the bitter end. And obviously, thank you to everyone at NBC and Bravo for setting that up for us. They treated us so nicely. And I also want to thank, you know, our friends at Beer Park and Jenny's, who hooked us up with an awesome party on Saturday night. And to everyone who showed up to that, that was amazing. It was so big and full of love. And that's really how all the weekend was. So thank you to everyone who showed up to that, to the panel, to the party, and to anything else. We really, really appreciate everyone who just stopped us to say hello. I know this sounds like an Oscar speech, but this is the closest
we'll get to the Oscars. Congratulations on winning. You deserve it. You've worked real hard, buddy. Everybody, yeah, seriously, thank you. If you want to hear what we did and what it was like, we did a crappy hour episode last night about it. So go check it out. It should be out now. All right, let's get into some Real Housewives of Potomac Season 10, Episode 10, Episode 7. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? That's right. At long last, it's Monique Samuels, her big triumphant return. We saw Monique Samuels sitting by a bar over the weekend. She's so pretty. So pretty. That's all I have to say. But we didn't actually talk to her, though. So that's as far as that goes. That's the end of the story.
But cool story,
pretty, guys. Yeah, she's really
pretty. That's going in the autobiography.
Yeah, she is.
Chapter
really
7.
Pretty.
I saw Monique at a bar. Chapter 8.
So pretty. Chapter 8. Then we saw Stacey.
I didn't talk to her.
She was pretty too, but we didn't get to talk to her because she was across the way.
So Kiana is getting a salmon sperm facial, which is nice. Yep. You know, people are really, really into these salmon sperm facials.
Yeah.
Does all sperm work like that? Why is it only salmon sperm? What's wrong with human sperm obviously doesn't work like that, but I don't know. What have we just not tried other kinds of sperm? Like, I'm worried about all the other animals out there who are just being jerked off by random people getting crow's feet because they want better skin. Can we just leave the animals alone? Stop assaulting the animals so you cannot have crow's feet. Okay. Let the salmon come on his own. Are you like down there showing salmon sperm to people, just trying them to get jerk off material to get your crow's feet gone? Let's leave the salmon alone.
Well, maybe the salmon sperm is just more accessible because we're already doing so many things with salmon. We're already cooking it, smoking it, getting salmon roe. I mean, if we're already in there getting salmon roe, maybe there's some sperm that's around that's nearby. So since we're already like up in salmon's business, they're like, we've got all this sperm left over. It's a byproduct of this process. Why don't we turn it into some, you know, it's easier than harvesting, you know, starfish sperm, for instance, because people are already, there's no starfish industry that's already popping, right?
I don't know that also, would be great for your skin anyway. You're like, why is my skin turning so hard? It's like the alligator disease. I think it's been probably good for the salmon, like OnlyFans community, because there's just, you know, they've got to keep salmon turned on all the fucking time now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, do salmon watch tuna? Like, what gets them off? Do they like watch tuna tie up?
They probably like are into bears. They're like, it's some fucked up, like, masochistic thing. It's like, I know they want to eat us, but at the same time, I'm so sexually attracted.
So anyway, we opened this with Kiarna getting spooged on by some salmon. So God knows what she was even talking about. And so then go over to Angel, and she's talking about how she got a full article in 5280 home. What is that? Of our Colorado home. And she wants to do it again.
Yeah, she basically, their house got featured in the magazine. I'm surprised she did not use this opportunity to explain why she was sad about it. But she was actually happy for once, and they revamped it. So she basically is like, I want to do what we did with that house in Colorado. Let's do it with this house in Potomac. Let's get this house into Architectural Digest or whatever. And Bobby's like, oh, okay, sure, fine. And then we go to Tia, and Tia's like, okay, guys, let's call Nana before she falls asleep. Okay. Ooh, we're calling Nana, Yatindi. Okay, hello. Hello, mother. How are you? What are you doing?
Looks like you're having a cocktail by the poolside. Oh, mother. That's how royalty is.
So she reminds us that she's part of the royal family in Nigeria. And
years ago, there was a social magazine, and I was featured in it, linked to a salmon. And I think there was a picture, and I had a cigarette, and that's how my mom found out I was smoking. And I was just going through things, and she told me that wasn't a nice salmon, and then it turns out he's getting paid lots of money to sperm all over people's faces. So take that, mother!
I love when she was saying this. She goes,
you know, because I was going, my parents were divorcing, so I was going through trauma.
And she put her, like, hand on her forehead to be like, isn't it so stupid when children have trauma?
She's like, oh, you know, I was being dramatic with trauma, smoking cigarettes, doing the stupid things that children do.
So she's sending her daughter a present, and the granddaughter's like, where's my present? Mom always talks shit about you. And they just all laugh. Because, you know, at a certain point, you just realize talking shit about your mother is like what you're supposed to do. It's your right. It's your right.
Yeah. It's a right. You're right. And your privilege. So, there's this gift coming and the daughter is upset. She's like, I want a surprise. I want a surprise. And she's like, you know what, grandma, Nana, mom literally talks crap about you all the time. And she's like, what? I don't know. No. I don't talk crap about you. Silence. Silence you. Be quiet. Ooh, it's so disruptive.
So then we go over to Ashley and Monique, and we get to see Monique's new home, and they do it in like those glamorous shots. But listen, we've watched this show. I miss the old home. Where's the old home? I mean, I think if any divorce is traumatizing to a child, this divorce is traumatizing to me. Like, where's Monique's home? Get me Monique's old home. Why is no one affected by how this is hurting me?
What about where, didn't she have like a giant fish tank in her kitchen? Wasn't that like one of the things from the old home?
Yeah.
I missed that. Yeah. So
it's bold, you know, like putting fish in an area where you're going to kill them. It's like, hey, just watch us slaughter all your family members. You know, it was mean and it was glamorous.
That is actually hilarious. It was mean and it was glamorous. Things can't be glamorous without being a little mean. Let's be honest.
Not on Bravo, baby.
Yeah.
So they try to make us believe that they are still fast friends, but they're obviously not because they have no idea what's happened since the last episode they shot together. So they're catching up and telling us how friendly they are. And now Monique has a new puppy named Mino, and she's also got a new bird. Okay. Because things didn't work out great with T'Challa, unfortunately. Poor T'Challa. Monique called it a freak accident, but I don't think leaving a ceiling fan on when you have a bird is a freak accident. I think that's
that what happened?
Bad parenting. Yeah, I think that's what happened. Yeah.
T'Challa flew into the ceiling fan.
I think so.
I feel like, I'm just going to say, I could be wrong, and I'm sure bird owners could correct me, but it seems like having a ceiling fan at all in a bird household is not wise. It's just like not the... It's just not the smartest combination of objects and pets, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's what I'm going to aspire for.
Yeah.
In my planning.
Yeah. It's like having kids and then being like, wow, look, it's a swimming pool, but don't go in it. It's acid. You know, they're going to want to see what's in there. You know, like a bird's going to want to land on the ceiling fan and judge everybody from above. It's only natural.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. I remember her losing the bird and then searching for the bird and putting all over Instagram, like looking for the bird. Anybody seen the bird? And then I think she found the bird, right?
Right.
And then I think she was like, oh, yeah, let's cuddle. It's hot in here. And it's, you know, you saw how it ended. So anyway, Monique looks.
T'Challa was a very friendly bird. We will always remember the way T'Challa went up to Wendy. Like that clip, by the way, is still so funny. It is. I remember that's one of the funniest clips that ever happened on Bravo. And I remember when it happened, I watched it like 10 times back and it gets funnier the more you watch it. And when they showed it again, I just was like, I like crack up every single time. T'Challa just wants to go over and love on something. And unfortunately that included a ceiling fan. So RIP T'Challa.
Bless that bird. So Ashley is telling us, I met Monique 9 years ago and it was love at first sight because we're very similar, you know, in our marriages and how we approach life. And I thought, how similar were you? I mean, I guess you were married to rich guys who could be in, you know, fantasy films. Like she was, Ashley was married to Gollum and
he was the
Monique was married to like, you know, the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk. But
yeah,
otherwise I couldn't find many similarities.
I don't see many similarities between Michael Darby and Chris Samuels. Like it really is. I would say that there's almost no similarities whatsoever, except that they both were wealthy.
Well, they were both searching for boys who had stolen their things. Like Gollum was searching for his ring and the giant was searching for his golden goose.
Or his beans or.
Yeah.
Something or another. But,
I feel like the giant and Gollum probably both got divorced at some point too. So everybody has something in common today.
I'm pretty sure Gollum got divorced. I'm pretty sure at some point his wife was like, you know, you used to be a hobbit, but somehow you've turned into this strange creature ever since you got that ring. And he's like, my precious. And I know you're not calling me your precious. And that's really offensive.
So they insist that they're like besties and they've known each other for like 9 years. Okay. And Monique agrees. She's like, yeah, I just love her. And our friendship has just continued to grow. We've gone through very similar circumstances. And I like that Monique still says similar.
Similar.
Like it's all fake. It's all being simulated.
Also, why did they not give Monique a background? They put her up against this like kind of off white screen. It was like she was coming. It's like someone was being operated on and they were having a vision of Monique.
I was like, wondering that too. Like, did they change it for the aired version and not the screener or something where it was didn't have her house yet?
Yeah, it was on the aired version. It was just nothing there. Maybe it was an error. Maybe they just forgot. But it was full on blank. And it wasn't like a cool blank. You know, on Ultimate Girls Trip, which is coming back in road trip form, on Ultimate Girls Trip, they would be also against a blank color, but it was like a color. It would be like a blue or an orange or something. But here it's just like, just blank, just a blank beige.
So Monique still loves Ashley and she updates us on her life. She's like, oh, so much has happened. You know, I've gotten 300 pounds lighter because Chris is gone. And was Chris 300 pounds? Because I'm jealous. That was his weight because I would have guessed larger, right? Like he was so big.
I would have guessed larger because he was tall and he was big, but he's also, you know, there's like muscle under there. So like I was like, I actually thought 300 was a little low.
Yeah. Cause I almost got to 400 and I was jealous of this, but maybe it's like in their divorce decree that she has to like lie about his weight still or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that like a football guy would care. You know, he's like, oh, please continue to let people believe that I'm 300 pounds. You know, it's like people who always stay the age 28 through their whole lives.
Yeah. So Ash is like,
well, I'm just liking everything. Wow, looks great. Like, look at this. I mean, Chase was born soon after I met you. And like Melanie, I mean, so she was so little when we first met. See, I remember your daughter's name. So that means I'm a really good friend.
Yeah. So we meet the new bird. And what's the new bird's name? Do we find out the new bird's name? Yeah, we do. Hold on.
The new bird's name, we did, but I don't remember what the new bird's name is, actually, to be honest. But we do see that T'Challa actually was a young bird. T'Challa was only 2 years old. And Monique is actually very emotional about it. Monique is like, T'Challa, that was my heart. Like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, I get so emotional. Like, T'Challa was another kid to me. And like, of course, it's a pet, you know, pets. We're all attached to our pets. And it's tragic when they die, especially when they die young. But I feel like there's something about birds. Like, I've never been a bird owner. So I feel like I see that bond between people and their dogs or people and their cats. But like, I feel like I've never really, I just, for some reason, I never thought that there'd be that, like, that same strong emotional connection, but of course there would be, it's a pet. But, she was really distraught still after all these years.
Yeah. And she's saying that the bird knows a lot of words. She's like, she knows so many words. She calls me mom. I mean, she's shy right now. Okay, go ahead and talk, new bird. And the bird's like, meow. She goes, that was hi. The bird was saying hi to you. She's like, meow.
I know.
Time to do your taxes. The bird says you need to get your taxes in. Meow. The bird loves All Her Fault on Peacock. Loves it. It's her favorite show. Why are you making up stuff? That bird is not talking. That's like when my mom would tell people, look at Ronnie, he's a model. And I was like this pudgy kid with like one leg shorter than the other, hunched over. I was not a model. Why are you telling people that? Or she would tell people, my son is so brilliant. He can play any song he hears by ear. He doesn't even need Suzuki training. Ronnie, play something. I couldn't. Like, she would lie. And I feel like that's what Monique is doing, you know, and you're just setting your child up for a life of pain by giving them too much confidence in things they can't do.
I agree.
Stop it, mom. Stop it.
Yeah, this is very much like Dana Pam saying that her child can speak Thai and he was like 18 months old. It's like, I'm not sure about that. Okay. This bird was just going. I'm like, there was not a discernible word in there. So Ash is like, okay, that's cool. So then Nash is asking, like, what's going on with the men's? Any men's in the equation? Just gonna butter you up a little bit before we drop the bomb later on that Chris Samuels might be dating Stacey. And Monica's like, no. I'm just like, she's saying that she's more focused on herself. And she's like, and you know what really sent me on that whole awakening path? The fight. And Ashley, in the understatement of the year, says,
well, there was an incident that happened a few years ago.
I'm like, an incident? This like took over your show and took over pop culture and became the thing that people raged about on the internet in 2021 for like months and months and months. Like, I'm still like, I'm like, it's like the only fight on Bravo where I'm like, I don't want to look anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. That was a rough patch because weren't we all stuck at home during that time too? That was,
we're all stuck at home. It became very political and it was like, it wasn't like, you know, normally when there's a fight on Bravo, it's like, oh my God, there's a fight. Oh my God. Da, da, da. But this one was like, people were very, very serious about it. And I'm not saying they shouldn't have been, but this one did not, people were not approaching it with the same sort of levity that we do other fights on Bravo. Because there's the time
that was also 2021
and it was more intense. I mean, there was a variety of factors. I'm not saying it was wrong, but as a result, you know, I like my fights to be funny and frothy. Sort of like the, you know, like the other Candace, you know, the Kierna, Candace, what's her face, Big Bird fight, you know, some things like that. So seeing it again, you're like, serious stuff.
Yeah. And Monique has been trained by reality TV. You know, she's like, yeah, it was so hard, but it was childhood trauma and I didn't realize it. So now that I realize it's childhood trauma, I'm better. So who's the friend circle? What's the friend circle like these days? And she's like, yeah, well, Giselle's gotten really close to me. You know, we started a fashion line. And she's like, why would you do a fashion line with Giselle? Have you not seen this show? Hello.
She's like, wow, things really went to shit after I left. I mean, what were you thinking? Fashion line with Giselle. What is wrong with you? Why would you ever do that? You know? And then we see like footage of Giselle. My favorite thing is when they troll Giselle's looks. I don't even think that the look that they showed of Giselle was like the worst thing that she's worn. But it's still funny every time they do it.
So she hasn't talked to Giselle, obviously. She hasn't talked to or seen Wendy. And it's been 5 years, which is crazy to think. And Monique's like, yeah, you know, I did talk to Karen before, you know, while she was in the midst of the trial. And I was sending her love and prayers and stuff. But yeah, I knew she was probably going to jail. And Ashley's like, yeah. And then we have this new girl, Stacey. And some of the things of what she says and what she does, they just don't align.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley's like,
yeah, I don't want to muddy the waters between Monique and Stacey when they haven't even met each other yet. So we're going to wait about 3 minutes and have Kierna do it. And it's like on stakes to be like, hey, girl, just to let you know, I went on dates or whatever with your ex-husband. Just not my business.
And again, I'm like, Stacey doesn't know Monique. She's not obligated to make a report, like a girl code report. Like, I just don't, like, it's crazy how they're trying to stir this up into something that it's not.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So then we go over to Weddy. That's our couple name. Wendy and Eddie's house, Weddy. We go over to their house and they're doing a home renovation. And there's a scaffold and it's a mess over there. And they're going to redo the whole thing. And it's going to cost $100,000, which is actually really cheap because she lists what they're going to do. The sitting room, the family room, the kitchen, the formal dining room, the floors, the sunroom, the pantry, the mudroom, the laundry room. For $100,000, you're going to need to return some more Birkins for that. Because that's not going to be $100,000.
You're going to need to cook up some more insurance scams. Okay, that's a lot. And also, some people were saying this is why Wendy was actually relatively chill about the stain on her carpet on Wife Swap, because she knew she was getting rid of it anyway. It's like, we're going to renovate this shit anyway. So Wendy is like, they go into the garage to look at some stuff. Well, Eddie is wearing a t-shirt that says, what does it bring out, Eddie? Because at the reunion last year, if you remember when there was this whole thing where TJ called Eddie, and Eddie texted Wendy to say, oh my God, TJ said the crazy stuff. They're like, well, bring out Eddie. Let's talk to Eddie. They're like, bring out Eddie. So now he's wearing a t-shirt as if this is a phrase that like ever penetrated pop culture, which it did not. And I just feel like it's like the decline of Eddie is so sad. I feel like when we first met him, he's like a professional. He's a lawyer, a professional, and he still is. But like, that's where it seemed like his focus is. And then the past like two or three seasons, he's just constantly wearing these embarrassing t-shirts and swag. And like, I know you gotta make your money. And I just had high hopes for him that he just be like, whatever, I'm just going to do my lawyering stuff. And now just wearing these stupid t-shirts on TV. I'm like, Eddie, no.
Yeah. Trying to make his own taglines happen. Like no one says bring out Eddie. Okay. I didn't even know what the shirt meant when I saw it. I didn't know until you explained it right now.
I didn't know either. I just assumed it was some other Happy Eddie merch. But then they showed the clip, bring out Eddie. And I was like, oh God, you got to be kidding me. Come on, Eddie Osefo. Come on. Yeah,
that's pretty sad, actually. So they're talking about this and then they talk about the trip. And she's like, yeah, they celebrated my birthday. And speaking of my birthday, did you know what really bothered me? My dad didn't call me on my birthday. And she doesn't like that because there was a family message thread and the dad was like, hey, everybody. It's like Wendy's birthday and he sends out a message. He's like, hey, everybody, don't forget. It's your other cousin's birthday in 5 days. It's the 5-day countdown to your other cousin's birthday. And she's like, but he didn't say when wish Wendy happy birthday. What the fuck?
Yeah, which is pretty fucked up, I have to say. And yeah, so it's she's like very upset about this. And she's saying, you know, it's crazy that my mom has done such a good job of raising us in love. And that sometimes I forget that my father wasn't part of my life. And she's just, you know, doing all this stuff. And then her mom calls right at that moment. And she's like, oh my God, mom, what's going on? And Susan's like, I want to ask you a quick question. And she's like, well, can I call you back later? I'm having an emotional scene where I'm talking about my dad and it's going to make me like really like look cool for America. And like, no, I have to ask you a question. So do we find out what the question was?
No, but she's so pushy. I like that Wendy's like, Mom, I'm going to have to call you back. Why did you have to answer the phone? Just don't answer the phone. Just press ignore and then call her back. But she answers it. She's like, I can't talk right now. She's like, but I have a question. No, but I'll call you right back. No, tell Eddie to wait. Mom, I'll call you back. No. That's why you don't answer the phone when your mother's calling. If you don't have time, just don't answer the. But you know, her mom has like access to indoor cameras or something. She's like, I see you. Right. I see a crow shows up at the window. She's like, I see you. So then Stacy is having a meeting over her new products. And she says, Stacy's whole character, she's just such a troll. And I love this. So she's like, oh, this is the first time I'm seeing my packaging. I'm so exciting. It's the first time I'm touching Shio.
Wow, Shio. And so she's with this guy named Andreas. And he's like, I think that's what, 95 days since we first talked. And here we are. How crazy is that? How fast did this come to fruition? Talk about drama. Talk about Shio.
Yeah, it's crazy that something would come to fruition so quickly when you're just slapping your name on an existing product. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, what did it take you guys a long time to learn Photoshop? 90 days is a long time to print out a... to print out a simple label. So she's like, I'm so excited. This is Shio. And, you know, we took a DNA test in my family, and we have a significant amount of heritage that comes from Nigeria. So I thought, what better way to pay tribute to stealing Wendy's product than stealing Wendy's product and naming it Happy in Nigerian?
So Andreas...
You have to admit that's pretty good.
No, she's going to insist
that she didn't steal Happy Eddie by naming her product just Happy.
Right. And so then Andreas is like, well, it's pronounced Shayor, and it's a common Nigerian term that embodies the act of coming together and connecting with friends and your family and your community and then stealing their ideas and making them your own.
Yeah. So she asks how the producers ask her how Wendy is going to feel about this. And she's like, well, the name of my brand isn't Happy Stacy. I'm not trying to infringe on their brand. It has nothing to do with Wendy or Eddie. Just being happy. I just took the happy part.
So then back in the garage, Wendy is like, so you got your Happy Eddie lighters and they're just looking through swag and everything. And there's also some Happy Eddie lip gloss. Like, wow, I wonder why they're in debt. So Eddie is like saying how it all works and everything. And Wendy's saying, you know, Stacy, I love her down, but Stacy is starting a cannabis line. Like, what's up with that? And he's like, oh, so we bring Eddie out and then Stacy goes ahead and starts a cannabis line. Is that the deal? And she's like, yeah, I think it's your fault. But at the end of the day,
you got nothing for nothing.
And there's room for more than just one thing. And you know, you just need to strain to conceptualize, I guess. You just need to strain to conceptualize.
You just need a strain to conceptualize. And so...
Oh, that makes much more sense. I was like...
And so he's like, well, what should we name it? What should we name our new one? And he's like, copycat? Ooh. They're like, yeah, that's hilarious. So then we go to Ashley... talking to Stacy. They're talking on the phone and Stacy's like, oh, are you, Ashley's getting ready to go to Jazzy's wedding and Stacy has decided she's going to go too. So, Stacy's like, yeah, I can only be there 2 hours because I've got to come back and turn up for Pride, right? We're all in the same boat. I'm glad we're going to support her. You know about my cannabis line, right? So one of the gummies is Shio. In Yoruba, that means happy. Oh, wait, hold on. You're freezing up a bit. Say it again. Yeah. And Ashley's like, wow, the elevator really doesn't go all the way to the top with this woman. Like, what the hell? Now you're doing a copycat.
I just want to like go back to one thing really quickly. I thought it was crazy that they're going to go to this wedding. They're, in fact, what we find out is that they're actually flying all the way to Dallas to go to a wedding for 2 hours. Just that way they can come back and go to get a gay pride party. Not even be in the parade. They're just going to a party at Gay Pride. If I were Jassy, like, if this were a real world, if it was not reality TV, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, you're going to leave my wedding early so you can go to a party in, like, DC? Is that what you're doing? Now, I know because it's a reality show, she's like, oh, God, thank God you're giving me 2 hours. Like, my wedding, like, just barely is going to make it onto the TV show. But I just... It's the craziest thing that you're going to only go to a wedding for 2 hours and ditch it for some lame Ashley Darby party.
Well, I'm guessing they're getting appearance fees for going to whatever party this
100%.
Is.
100%. It was probably already on the schedule. I understand that it was probably all set up. They have a built in, they're going to do a storyline, yada, 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 and then decide to do this. And I get realistically why it's happening, but if you're trying to just, accept the narrative of this TV show on face value, and you're trying not to look into, all the behind the scenes stuff, it's a crazy thing to do. It's crazy.
So Angel's like, they start talking about, wait, where are we? Oh no, we go to Angel's house. Okay. So we go to Angel's house now. So Angel is with her sister and they're eating ice cream at a place called Ice Queens. What is that? Yeah. And why don't we have it?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Okay. I enjoy some shaved ice, but I just don't understand why in a world full of froyo and ice cream, why we need shaved ice. I get it, but I'm always going to go for ice cream and froyo over shaved ice. I've had shaved ice and it's delicious. It's really tasty. But if I'm going for a cold treat in the summer day, guess what? It's going to be ice cream. It's always going to be ice cream. It always was. It always will be.
Yeah, because it's not like shaved ice is that much healthier. I think people think it's healthier, but then it's got all that juice in it that's not healthier. Yeah. So you might as well just eat the ice cream. You know what I mean? And if you're going to just have ice, then that's okay. You know, that's what you do when you're eating disordered and counting calories and stuff. Not that counting calories is eating, but you know what I mean? I've done that before where I'll just eat ice and I'm like, this is just as good as ice cream. And it's not, you try to trick yourself, but these two have no excuse. I mean, support the ice cream. I didn't even realize it was shaved ice. I thought it was ice cream. I'm actually disliking Angel even more now.
Yeah. I mean, look, Italian ice, shaved ice. What was it the Taiwanese style, shaved ice? They're all super delicious. I'm not taking away that they're not good. But when you say, why don't we have an ice queen? I'm like, because we have ice cream. And that's why. And I'm like, I will have shaved ice. But if you give me an option, I'm always going to go towards ice cream. And I just needed to let that out. I needed to state my truth. And, people can agree or disagree, but now they know where I stand.
So she's hanging out with her sister and she's talking about the ladies. And she's like, I was invited on this trip. And long story short, my ass is sitting down at dinner. And the first thing out of Giselle's mouth is, so Angel, I see you on the blogs and the pictures don't look like you. And then Wendy's like, and said she's calling you a catfish. Oh, yeah. Asshole lips and giving those Forrest Whitaker eyes. I was humiliated. It's like, wow, you just called Wendy Forrest Whitaker eyes? That was a lot worse than calling you a catfish.
Not only was it a lot worse, but you are now prolonging this issue. I'm sorry, Angel. Your face looked different. This was not a case of some Facetune and some filters. This was not airbrushing. It looked like a whole different face. And you got called out for it. And you still can't. Not only are you not copping to it, you could have just been like, yeah, I know. I was just trying to make myself look cute. And now it looked a little different. But whatever, I went with it. Because the face that's there was cute and I liked it. There's a way to laugh it off. But the fact that she is leaning into this victim mentality, to borrow a Ronnie Karam sentiment, is ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry. Your face is not the same face. It's not. And so Giselle is shady to you.
And Giselle does it too. So that's fine. But the fact that you can't, the fact that it's hurting you this much, some light shade is hurting you this much, you're not meant for here. Okay. So learn how to shave that ice because you need a different job.
And also this big talk that you're having now, her asshole lips and Forrest Whitaker eyes, whatever. You talk a big game behind all their backs. This is what you should have been saying. This is what you should have clapped back with right away. But, she's not. And I just feel like it's so prolonged. And on top of that, honestly, Giselle went and sat down with you the very next day, saw you were crying. And she was like, I'm really, really sorry. She actually said that. And you still continue to bring it up. And then you act like things are good and you laugh and you kiki and you're all partying and everything. And then the next day you say, well, I'm not sure. I was still very upset. And it's like, girl, you're loving this misery space right now. That's all I can, you know, imagine. That's the only way I can explain it.
She's like, I was humiliated. I was stunned into silence. And her sister's like, oh, really? Giselle focuses on her neck, okay? Because I've seen her at many events over the years. And let me tell you something. I've seen her neck. And it's not the same neck that's on Instagram. I'm like, wow, so you're going for the neck now. You much better. You two are much better, right? So Angel's like, well, Miss Wendy, Miss Permanent Filter. Is that supposed to be a diss? If somebody called me a permanent filter, I'd be like, yes, I made it.
But like, we see a picture of Giselle and for sure she is all airbrushed up. And we see Wendy and she's definitely got the filters. But filters and airbrushing is different than just like a whole new face. Like Giselle was shading you because you went too far. You obviously adjusted things too far. And like, it's okay. We've all done it. Like I've seen people... And, you know, they made their necks look like 2 feet tall. I'm like, why did you giraffe yourself, you know? And like, you know, because you stare at the picture for so long that it becomes normalized. And then you say, oh, well, maybe I'll make another adjustment. And it just gets crazy by the end. And I think if you can't laugh at your own vanity in that moment and that you went too far, then you've lost the thread.
Yeah, look, Giselle was being a dick in that situation. I was Team Angel in the beginning of the situation. It's just like, you're on Housewives. This is nothing. Get over it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ingrid's like, well, they gave you a gift because now you know what you're dealing with. And they wouldn't have come so hard if they didn't think you were some imagined hierarchy. And, you know, listen, you're the only one that lives off of River Road, as far as I can tell. And then we see a map where everybody lives. And Angel has the best, you know, the closest to
the river
Potomac, which is a huge thing on the show because everyone else lives in the burbs.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. I wish they had explained why River Road mattered, but I just have to assume it was an important, it was like good real estate. And so then Ingrid is like, is there a certain good doctor in the cow country? And then Angel goes, and we're not talking ranches. No, we're not talking ranches. I'm like, okay. You guys, honestly, I think this entire conversation is way worse than anything that happened that night talking about catfishing.
Yeah, they're coming off grosser, I think, now, which is quite a feat because they were in the right in the beginning. Angel was in the right in the beginning. But now you're like, really? That neck? Oh, yeah. And her Forrest Whitaker eyes. And they're poor. It's like, geez, this started as light shade over a filter. Damn. So then Angel's like, well, I felt misjudged, but I'm going to give it a chance to get to know these individual relations.
Oh, God. Because
I'm on TV, again. You know, like
I... Yeah. Angel constantly promising, what is this, episode 7, episode 8, constantly promising that they're going to get to know me and I'll get to know them. Girl, we're approaching the mid-season trailer. I think it just dropped on social media today. Like, it's time to start getting to know people.
So now we go to Tia, and she's talking about,
oh, I missed Lexi's birthday party because of this trip to Nevis, but somewhere in between that, Lexi has a party, and I'm hearing hodgepodge stories of what happened.
And so she's trying to get out of her family what happened. So she's like, so how'd it go, Sienna? She's like, I mean, it was just stressful. And the husband, Rob, is like, well, okay, well, someone got cut off the list and then he got upset about it. So he posted the address on TikTok. She's like, oh, are you serious? I've made it to Tiki Talkie.
So he says a bazillion people showed up and Sienna's like random people we didn't know were like showing up. And I was like, it's getting out of hand. I called the police.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like, I called the police 5 times because I was going to shut it down real quick.
Oh, and where were you, Rob, when this was happening, when it was getting out of hand?
He was here.
She's like, oh, so you didn't call the police. Your daughter called the police. What is happening?
And Rob's like, yeah, because, you know, she was doing such a good job. I let her call the police. I was like, what's going on with this party in the first place? Was this one of those things where Rob was like, if you're going to drink, I'd rather you drink under my supervision than behind my back or something like that? Like, that's kind of the inference that's what I'm assuming is what I'm reading behind between the lines here.
It's all these kids showing up from a TikTok invite. That's hilarious.
If the kids are showing up and then people are throwing up on floors, as we soon find out, like, I'm like, maybe that's why Rob didn't want to call the police because
he doesn't want to go to jail. Yeah, for giving kids alcohol or whatever.
Like, what's really going on here?
Yeah. And Lexi's like, and then, you know, then someone was standing on the car and I told them to get down. Rob's like, no one was standing on the car.
Whose car?
Their car.
You weren't even there. Shut up. She's like, well, you weren't there very much. It doesn't sound like. Where were my babies in all of this?
We were the good children. Who are the responsible children who actually still have upside in their lives?
One of them was like, someone threw up next to my bed.
Oh, no. Did they really? Alexis, someone threw up. And she's like, I don't know. I was downstairs.
And I said, it was red. It was red. Gosh. This is why I'm not having kids.
So we go over to Giselle, and she's with Grace. And she's talking about the dad. So this situation's crazy. So her dad passed away, and Giselle is accusing the wife of taking the will, throwing it in the trash can, and then making a new will. And now she's trying to get all the money. And Giselle's like, yeah, my dad could not sign that will because he was, like, he mentally was not able to sign that will. So we've been in court this whole time trying to get money off of this witch.
Yeah. And I fully believe Giselle. I 100% believe Giselle. Because we saw that dad. We saw the way the dad talked to Giselle, the way he interacted with her. There's no way he's leaving nothing to Giselle and those daughters. No way whatsoever. This monster of a woman, she needs to be sent to shut up mountain and get nothing from that will. This is terrible. People are awful. And this happens all the time. My friend, it's happened to my friend. And that's my burglar evidence. I'm like, Anna Nicole Smith. But for real, it does happen. And it's crazy that people would do this. I mean, people are hideous, awful monsters. I'm sad that we don't get to see this person on the show so we could shame them even deeper.
Yeah. Well, any real producer would be over there getting this lady on camera. So get over there.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, let's go to a more compelling couple. Kiana and Greg, everyone. So I guess they're getting ready to go to a Wu-Tang concert. So Kiana's trying to dress kind of 90s, and Greg has his Wu-Tang t-shirt on and everything. And they're hanging out in
he's
in the
really
old condo with a view of, yeah, he is. He's really trying to be fun times Greg this season. It's hilarious.
He's like, wow, you look so beautiful. You're so amazing. I'm so glad to be with you. What a gorgeous woman. Look at us communicating. God, we're doing great. God, tits, I love ya. And he's being it seems very performative.
Yes.
But I love how these shows try and whip people into shape. You know, they see themselves on TV and then they get ripped apart. And then it's like, look, here's my new personality. Love ya, baby.
I mean, in some ways, I mean, that's good, right? I mean, if someone's being a dick and then they see themselves on TV and they realize they're being a dick and they say, oh, I have to act better. Like, if you're acting better so that way people don't give you so much shit, it does feel insincere, but at the same time, you're still going to act better, right? I mean, I think we like it to be more internal. Like, you act better because it's the right thing to do. But, hey, like, whatever it takes to get that needle moving, right? So I'm just saying that we're kind of like heroes. Us audience members. So good job, everyone.
Twitter bullying is heroic, basically, is what we're saying. Keep it up.
Yeah. Keep it up, everyone.
So she credits therapy, which is bullshit because we know it was all of us. So group hugs. And she's like, you know, what'd you say?
The Dr. Lowensteins of the audience.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, it gives me more security now. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're working on things. We're just getting so much better with all of this. And she says, well, what would you say some of the key foundations are that you will put in if you had to build this house? And he's like, oh, number one, definitely communication. God, I'm obsessed with communicating now. By the way, did I communicate how gorgeous you look today? God, I love communication. Party.
You know, our relationship is like that busy highway just outside the window there. It's constantly flowing. Sometimes it gets backed up, but at the end of the day, it gets us to where we need to be, right? Okay, America, yeah. That was for you. I've grown.
And it's a freeway. You know, it's easier to just stay on here than go down a side road that might be more difficult, but less profitable. So she's like, okay, that's a good one. Communication's big, you know, because that sets the whole bottom floor in the house. For me, it's going to be support. That's what I love in a house. Oh God. When you're at the point where you're making your analogy about your relationship into the house, you're in trouble. Okay.
I feel like you have to electricity.
I'm electricity, you guys. That's what I am in this relationship. Yeah, I'm a light switch.
I feel like also, like, I think one thing that's really important is, you know, affection. That's kind of like the recessed lighting in the pantry. That's definitely an important part too. Cause if you can't find your food, then what are you even doing? Am I right?
Yeah. So yeah, this was a whole scene of like, aren't Greg and Kiara doing well? To which I say, nobody cares.
No one cares.
No one cares. Okay. This relationship is the garbage disposal. Turn it on. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we go to Wendy meeting Stacy at Cipriana.
Yeah. I love that this place, kind of like took the Cipriani's thing, but like switched it up. But that's so appropriate for Stacy to go to like an off brand Cipriani's, to go to Cipriana.
A ripoff Cipriani.
It's a different restaurant. So she meets with Stacy and she goes, oh. Wendy's like, you know what's so funny? Because when you walked in, I saw your nipples. Is it okay? Is it too much? Well, you should have worn this for the whole night instead of the German attire you wore that night. Remember? Slut night. She goes, this is a hoe dress? You're saying I'm wearing a hoe dress, Stacey? That's crazy.
So Wendy tells us, you know, I don't think that Stacey's a bad person. It's just that the space I'm in right now, I enjoy things that aren't too serious. And she's not serious. Okay? She's not a serious person. And I enjoy that.
She goes, okay, well, first of all, Dallas for Jassy's wedding. Okay, we're doing Dallas, then we're going to Pride. Do you think she's going to sing? Is Ashley going to sing? Please tell me she's not going to sing. Are we going to leave this wedding to go to a WAG wedding to watch Ashley sing? Which, by the way, that's the other thing. This is going to be a cool wedding because it'd be like, it's a WAG wedding. It's football players, famous people. It's going to be like very expensive and lavish. I would say at the wedding, and you know me, I'm not necessarily a big wedding person, but I stay at Jassy's wedding over this, over going to Ashley's drag performance.
Well, we've always been the gays who are going to choose food over Pride. I mean, for sure.
And on, by the way, is it on, we mean that on every level.
On every level.
Every yeah. level of that sentence, we mean it.
I mean, I'm proud to be gay, but I'm prouder to have a croissant in my hand. And that's just how it is. That's just how I was born. I was born this way. Okay.
Croissant pride. So they're wondering, Wendy's wondering if Ashley's going to sing, and Stacy goes, probably. And Wendy goes, the gays deserve so much better. It's true.
Do we though?
More than Ashley.
I don't think we do, because we're the ones who keep lifting these people up. You know, we're the ones who made Erica Jane think that she should be on a stage. I don't really know that we do deserve more, frankly.
That's fair. But look at how much Erica has grown as an artist. She went from 15 years ago seeing a song, I was like, my pussy's on fire, to a new song that's like, my pussy's on fire. So I think that she's really grown tremendously.
Her range. She's gone from half an octave to 3/4 of an octave. And it's been impressive.
With the same beat.
Yeah. So Ashley talks about doing World Pride. And so what is World Pride? I didn't know that was a thing. Is that another kind of gay pride?
It's like the bigger gay pride. I thought that always happened in New York City, not in DC, but maybe it moves around. It's like it's the big one. It's the biggest of all the prides.
I like it. So she is going to have a custom made GNA float, even though nobody knows what this business is to this day. Selling sportswear or is it throwing brain charities? Like nobody knows what this is still.
Can we have some custom made GNA product first before the custom made GNA float? A custom made mission statement, a custom made business plan, something like that before we dress up a pickup truck.
Yeah, I can't even find it, actually. I went to GNA. They have an Instagram. Okay, let's see. Giselle and Ashley. Let me go to link in bio. GNA Apparel is what it's called. Okay. This domain has flown away. Okay. Now it's your turn to get online. So if anybody wants to buy GNA, it's for sale on Wix.
No.
So bad. Why are you? No. There's only 7 posts. The last post was from 87 weeks ago, and it's Ashley in a t-shirt and leggings leaning back on a tiny little hotel chair.
If they don't even have a website, Does that mean, does their charity even exist then? Because if they're doing charitable things, like, aren't there certain kind of, aren't there certain things you have to do? Like, how do we know that's not a scam? I'm sorry, everyone. I don't have my words. I'm going to blame it on BravoCon. I don't have my words. This is almost as bad as last week on whichever recap it was where we repeatedly talked about how the Tin Man had no brain. The Tin Man has no heart.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We are idiots. This is going to
follow me around for the rest of our life. First of all, that was Meredith Marks's mistake, not ours. Okay. Meredith Marks said it. We didn't correct it, but we were very busy talking about the whole other load of shit that was spewing out at us during that episode. There was so much happening. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry. But do you need to email my mother about it? It's like people I haven't heard from in years. Like, Ronnie, that was the lion. Like, okay, for Christ's sake, write it on my fucking death stone, my headstone, or whatever you call it when I die.
Yeah, it's, but to be fair, that was a pretty obvious goof on our part.
It was, but I mean, out of all the horrible shit that comes out of my mouth, this is what's going to follow me to my grave, is this Tin Man mistake. Damn it.
Well, they got me again. I feel like it wasn't just you, it was me too. Like, I got a lot of it as well. Like, man, you should know. And I was like, I should know. But when you're talking about that, the worst is when you're having a whole conversation about people with pea-sized brains, and then we're making fun of this, and we're talking about how Disney princesses actually have more brains than Meredith's giving them credit for, while we're sitting there talking about how the Tin Man has no brain. Oh my God.
And it was funny because it was the most controversial episode of the season, right? With people like, oh, Meredith did this thing on a plane and blah, blah, blah. And all the comments are about us messing up the Tin Man heart thing. Oh my God. Okay, so let's see. GNA can refer to several different charities or related organizations, including the Gender Identity Network Alliance, the Global News Alliance, a Christian-focused media. Listen to this. Okay. Gender Identity Network Alliance, supporting the LGBTQ+ community, or the Global News Alliance, a Christian-focused media and missions organization. I love that for them. I'd love that for them, by the way. The Greater National Advocates, a patient advocacy network, and the National Brain Tumor Society, which uses GNA in the names of its fundraising events, like the GNA Fusion events. So is that them?
Okay.
They made it.
So
they're in the Google description.
Okay, so maybe they don't have a charity. It looks like it's an association with the National Brain Tumor Society. So maybe it's that they label their events GNA, but maybe they themselves don't have a charity. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, that's what I say.
Wow. Huh. Good to see that whatever it is, they don't even have a website, and it's shoddy what they're doing, but whatever. So they're talking about this whole thing, World Pride, yada, yada. So Wendy is saying, so by the way, tell me about your brand. What's going on? And she's like, oh, well, I'm launching a line of gummies. It's a small launch, but I'm very proud. It's a small launch, but it's going to change my family's life forever. Arabella will be so proud. I won't even be able to go to any single event because it's the most important thing that will ever happen to my family of all time. But it's a small event. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, what's the name of your brand? Oh, well, the name of the brand is Shio. She's like, Nigerian word?
It means joy. Mm-hmm. Okay, happiness. It means happiness. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, like your husband, Eddie. Shio Eddie. God, that's a good name. Maybe I should use that. She's like, okay, so why that? And she goes, well, I wanted to pay homage to my recent discovery. And Wendy's like, of your Nigerian roots. And she's like, yes. But, and why wouldn't I recognize my African heritage? She goes, well, there's other African countries. Why Nigeria? She's like, because I have an affinity for Nigerians. Look at you. God, just look at you over there. I would smoke you right now if I could.
Wendy looks at the camera. She does Jim Halpern. She's just like, really?
I have an affinity for Nigerians.
Shio, the gummy for people with affinity for Nigerians. So Wendy's like, okay, all right. This is turning left real quickly. Why is it turning left? I mean, it's two separate ideas. And so Wendy says that Stacey is giving a single black female She's like, you have stolen the cannabis idea, my aesthetic a little bit. I love, she goes, you've stolen my aesthetic a little bit. That's my favorite claim. And now you're naming your product Happy. When it happened with the candle, that was my first foray in this group. And I quickly learned that people are just copycats. I mean, if Stacey goes and gets a PhD in 4 degrees, I'm losing my shit.
Well, I'm not starting my business to compete with Happy Eddie or in any way to compete with you. I just want Eddie to be happy, which is why I named it Shio. Oh, Shio equals Happy Eddie. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down.
So then Giselle is back from court and she's just riding along with Angel. And she basically says that it's like a successful thing. It was supposed to be over, but now it's going to continue on and the judge is going to look at it and, it's going to move forward. So,
yeah.
So that's so the update then, on that.
Yeah. So then, Ashley and Stacey go to Dallas and with Wendy, and Stacey's like, oh my God, I'm so glad I made that decision to reorganize my entire launch to be there for Jazzy and be part of this moment in her life.
She's acting like she just put off the new iPhone for a week. It's like, all right, everyone, we said the iPhone will be available in stores on April 30th. It's going to now be May 12th. Sorry, everyone. I think your launch, your official Shio launch will survive.
And Ashley's suspicious because she thinks Stacey's only going because she and Wendy decided to go. So she's like, I mean, this is WAG, capital W-A-G, baby. No expenses spared. So I'm just blessed we can be there, even with this copycat. And Wendy's like, well, I would love to stay for the whole thing, but Ashley's turning into a man at the stroke of midnight, so we gotta go.
So they literally, we see, I mean, it's a super fast wedding thing. We see them, they go say hi to Jazzy. They do a shot together. And we see like a half second of Darius up at the altar. I think they kiss and then boom, we're out. I mean, it was the fastest wedding we've ever seen on Bravo. I actually felt bad for Jazzy. I think she was so excited that this was going to be her moment. Her wedding was going to be on Bravo. It was be this big WAG moment. And it just gets shoehorned in like a little montage. And then we're back to DC 18 hours
for another later, Ashley drag king event, which is even more offensive. Like, yikes.
I know, right?
So Ashley does something wacky for the friends. She got everybody like spray painted shirts that have their names, their drag king names tagged on them. So get ready for a wacky moment. I know Ben loves these. First, we've got Angel, who's all over her tits.
Yeah, I didn't mind. I will say this. I didn't mind this one so much because it was just like, here's everyone's names. I get mad when she says, okay, Angel, Oliver, her tits. And then we have a freeze frame and then a special music and then graphics go up on the screen. And then Angel gives a tagline and we spend like 30 to 45 seconds in like each one of these. And you're like, oh my God, why is this still going on? This one, they just put up their names. They just put their names up and kept them moving. So I was like, oh, as long as it keeps moving, like it's fine. We can get through this. Like my explanation of my emotions. God, don't you hate it when they just take up all this time on the show about something that no one really cares about?
I know, it's like literally longer than the segment. So then the next one is Degrease D's Nuts. Okay. And I guess that's Stacey. And then, oh no, Stacey is Lick Her Hosen because she wore Lederhosen.
Degrease, you know, listen, D's Nuts you is need, Wendy.
Okay. You know what? Here's the overall thing. You need drag queens to help you with your drag king names because yep. I think drag kings are like newer to the scene and they just need more help. I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of drag kings lately at shows and you guys just need some help. Just ask for help from your sisters, the drag queens, because they come up with good names, you know?
Yeah. It's like, you know, male plastic surgery, how male plastic surgery also needs to get a little bit of help. Like female plastic surgery is really good. And, you know, there are women who have these facelifts. You know, if you look at, like, God forbid I mention this, but Julia from Miami, you know, she got a facelift and I don't think any of us even realized until Gertie outed it. And it was flawless. But then you look at, you know, some of the guys that are walking around of like over 50 in Hollywood and you're like, oh my, it's like they took a graham cracker crust from Keebler and knocked out all the crust and put the tin on their face or something. Like, it's like, it's just like a big circle and it's stretched and it's crazy. I mean, look at Wayne Newton. Okay. It's just, you know, the male plastic surgery needs to come up. And I think the same has for maybe some drag king conventions.
Listen, it takes a village to name a drag king because these are terrible. So we have proper puss popper. And that's Tia, which I don't get that. No. And then we get Serving Jizz, who is Giselle.
And by the way, Angel is there. Like, Angel's literally right there. And she's like, okay, Giselle, yours is Serving Jizz. And Angel's like, what? Actually, was it Grace? I don't remember. Who was one of them?
So then last but not least, this girl is helping all the girls feel good, helping the baddies to be the baddest they can be. She's the come inject her. It's just, I was like, wow, that's even worse than mine. So
they're all so bad.
Dun 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 dun. Monique comes in, and so she's like bouncing around and dancing and like, woo, and Giselle's just like, well, hello, Monique, how are you, Monique, do, like pushing in the buttons to her bodyguard.
Yeah, she she's calling. I thought it was weird because Wendy was like, hey, Wendy was like all happy, but that was the one person that Monique said she hadn't even heard from over all these years. But, you know, it's civil. Monique and Giselle say hello. And Monique says hi to Grace, because it is Grace, because it's right. It's not Angel, because Angel is part of Angel and Adore. So that's very kind. And then Giselle says, I'm going to be honest. Monique is somebody that has over the years been on my mind. After I heard that her and Chris aren't together anymore and she read me for filth, I really want to know her thoughts and who she is post that divorce. So she's setting us up for the fact that she's going to become friends with Monique, because she's going to recruit Monique to her side for whatever war she's going to go into, I'm assuming against Angel.
Yeah, but she's basically like, look, I don't like rubber chickens either, but I will still use them as a weapon if I need to, you know? Yeah. So she's like, I don't like her, but I'm going to use her. Dun, dun, dun. And also she and said that when they met her before, she didn't like her because she wasn't authentic. No, when you met her before, you didn't like her because she was so rich and happy.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I'll never forget that. Remember when she was walking through her house like, oh God, a fish tank in your kitchen? Disgusting. Giselle was so bothered by Monique.
But Giselle has to start the narrative that this Monique is the real Monique, and therefore Giselle is not being fake by being friends with her. She's actually being more authentic, because she's being friends with the authentic Monique instead. So she's just laying the groundwork so that way we all understand why she suddenly is going to be super nice to Monique now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Wendy's like, I don't know her, but you know, she's nice. And the last time I saw her, all hell broke loose at that barn, you know, but I don't really know her other than that. And so Ashley says, okay, you know, when I was at your house, you had the dog, the bird, the parrot. And she goes, oh yeah, I've got a lot. And Ashley's like, yeah, I call you Dr. Doolittle, but today you're Dr. Do It A Lot.
Oh my God. Someone help. Trixie Mattel, could you please report to Washington, D.C.? Please.
Are there no gays in this town? Somebody help.
Someone help. Is Dwight around Atlanta? Can he help? Someone find a gay. They're making small talk, and then Kiarna comes in and she decides to be real messy out of nowhere. So she's like, oh, so you know all the girls here? And Monique's like, no, I only know, like, you know, Ashley and Giselle and Wendy. And Kiarna's like, oh, so you know Stacy? She's like, no.
Oh.
And basically Kiarna's like, I thought you would know Stacy. Although they take a moment to talk about T'Challa, because Wendy makes some comment about T'Challa about, oh, like, you know, then they're like, oh God, T'Challa died, Wendy. And she's like, oh, well, maybe I almost died. So that's probably a good thing. I was like, oh, too soon, Wendy. Look at Monique's face.
Yeah. So let's see. What are they talking about? So they're talking about T'Challa. And she's like, yeah, T'Challa attacked me. Like, he's dead. She's like, whoops. So she's like, oh God, I guess we're even. That's what she says. So Ashley's like, so. That shit was funny though. So Ashley's like, so is this your first pride? They're making small talk, you know. And then Kiarna's like, wow, Stacy, I'm surprised that you don't know Monique. She goes, yeah, well, I don't know that. I don't leave the house, so I wouldn't meet anybody. And she goes, well, she said that she's seen you around. And Stacy's like, what? And what are you talking about? And Giselle goes, oh, no, that wasn't Monique. That was Chris. She goes, oh, okay, it was Chris Samuels. But that's your ex-husband, right? Don, don, don. That's who Stacy was dating.
Kiana trying real hard to make this happen. Kiana getting really messy. It's not even her gossip to tell. It's, if anyone, it's Ashley's. So she just stole Ashley's gossip. So whatever, whatever, Kiana, just keep on trying. But to be continued. I don't even know if this deserved a to be continued personally, but there it is, everyone. We'll have to see how Monique reacts to a total stranger having met her husband once.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back later today with some Below Deck Mediterranean. And guess what? Southern Charm starts this week. Whoa. So whoa. We will have recaps coming up for that and everything else. You know, we'll be here all week. Thanks for being with us. And we'll talk to you next time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manoff.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.